Joining me now is Jim O'Day. He's the executive director of Integrity Restored, one of our favorite and most candid guests here at Relevant Radio. And he at Integrity Restored helps people who are struggling with pornography addiction. Jim has an incredible background in his work from Homeland Security and Defense to sales, working for nonprofits, helping people now overcome pornography addiction and abuse. But today we want to talk about the good news of that day that's coming, Valentine's Day, that brings a lot of stress to some people, is National Single Awareness Day for others. But then for us as a church, it's actually a feast day. It's St. Valentine's Day, inspired by the incredible true story of St. Valentine. So Jim, let's go ahead and unpack this story.
I would love to. And thanks for having me on again, Timory. So first thing, I think, you know, marketing, Hallmark marketing and chocolate companies and flower companies have done,
teddy bears. Yeah.
they've done a great job of hijacking this incredible Catholic saint. And so we grow up, particularly in the U.S. and Europe, of this vision of a cute little kind of cherub baby in a diaper with a bow and arrow. But that wasn't the truth at all. The true Saint Valentine was a doctor and a priest and a martyr for the faith. And so I'd like to start, if you don't mind, with a quick prayer to Saint Valentine that we can all pray. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Valentine, dear saint and glorious martyr, teach us to love unselfishly and find great joy in giving. Enable all true lovers to bring out the best in each other. Let them love each other in God and in God in each other. Love is patient and kind. It doesn't envy or boast and is never proud. Love is not rude or selfish. That prayer is the perfect example of Saint Valentine, of true love, unselfish love, even unto death, being willing to be a martyr. And I think we've lost sight of that. And it's really going to tie into our second conversation later as well, for our husbands listening, how to love your wife. Mm-hmm. And one of the key things is unselfishly.
Amen. I think that will be such a fantastic conversation. Before we go there, let's unpack what Valentine's Day should mean and does mean for us Catholics, if only we knew. I think that's so important. You know, you were talking about how we in the secular commercialized marketing companies have done a great job of making about teddy bears, flowers, chocolate, and sappy greeting cards. And all of that can be a great way of showing part of our tradition behind St. Valentine. But as you mentioned before, for Catholics, Valentine's Day is about dying. It's about someone who defended people being able to get married to the death. At a time when Christians were being persecuted in Rome under the Emperor Claudius, he made it illegal for young men to marry because he thought that if men were single warriors, they would be better fighters, which I think is so ironic because the reality is we know from research today that men who are married and have families actually have more to fight for. And we've seen that, in fact, men who are married and have families are trusted more by their bosses. It's fascinating to see. They have more to fight for, but they also have more to live for as well in their sacrifice. So understanding St. Valentine's story, for those who don't know, St. Valentine was secretly helping to marry people who were not allowed to be married under the Emperor Claudius. And so this is ultimately what he died for, his faith in Jesus Christ, the freedom to marry, and the ability to pass on the sacramental grace to young couples to live out the marital vocation. He was found out and he was killed for this. And so this is at the heart of St. Valentine's story. It's a story of fighting for the sacramental grace of marriage and for fighting unwaveringly in love and fidelity for Christ.
And that's what I think when we think of Valentine's Day, particularly as as couples, as husband and wife, as boyfriend and girlfriend, we should be thinking of it in terms of that martyrdom. Yes, we're probably not called to be a martyr for the faith the way St. Valentine was. But many, many times in our romantic relationships, we're going to have opportunities for little martyrdoms, for putting the other person first. And what a great way now to look at this holiday. Yes, still, look, gentlemen, I'm not going to say don't get your wife roses and chocolates. I'm not going to get you in trouble.
We gave
that way.
Those directions yesterday, so be sure to listen to the podcast, especially if your wife or girlfriend says they're not that into Valentine's Day. You're probably perplexed. We tell you what to do, so go listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast. But in addition, on Valentine's Day and every day, find those little opportunities to give something of yourself as opposed to taking something. Mimic St. Valentine's martyrdom with a small sacrifice that you can make.
What are, I think, simple daily sacrifices that over the years, you've been married how many years? I know well over 30 years.
34 years.
34 years. What are kind of some simple sacrifices you've learned
to make? And I have the gray hair to prove it. you know, it's so funny, the little things, honestly. Make her coffee in the morning. If you're up first, like I usually am, make her coffee. Cook for her. If something needs cleaning, just do it. It's the little things we can do around our daily lives that can have a tremendous impact in the partnership of marriage.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you say that. I was thinking about how I remember my sister and I were talking about this when we first got married. And she said, it's so easy to just kind of look at that dishwasher that's done. All the dishes are clean. And you just wait for your spouse to put them away. And then it almost becomes a stalemate because then both people are waiting for the other person to put it away. And
yeah,
yet,
who's going to do it? Who's going to cave first?
But the reality is, it is an opportunity to give to the other person. They might not recognize it. They might just like, oh, great, the dishwasher's empty. I don't have to do it. They might not even think that, hey, you did that for me. But the thing is that you did it. You denied yourself that comfort, whatever that might have been, for the sake of your family. And I think that that's what St. Valentine, in a very profound way, stands for, that sacrifice that he showed, that even in the face of doing something illegal that he knew he could be punished for. If Emperor Claudius knew he was marrying couples when the emperor, you know, made this edict that was illegal, he still did it. And so I think that that is at the heart of us understanding the value of who St. Valentine was as a priest, that his love for Christ was so profound. He did not obey men. He obeyed God. And that is so difficult today in our marriages and in society as a whole. So that's Jim O'Day, the Executive Director of Integrity Restored. I want to invite you to go and check out integrityrestored.com right now. It's an incredible resource for you or someone you love who's struggling with pornography, as well as for someone who has been betrayed by a family member looking at pornography. You can find them at integrityrestored.com. We'll be right back with Jim O'Day, and we're going to dive into a very important topic, and that is husbands, how to love your wife. She's the heart of the home. She's the heart of the family. How do you love her? Whether you're 45 years into marriage or just a couple of months, we have to rekindle that love and that sacrifice to continue to build up the heart of our home.